Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Greetings! I am Claudette Levi Farnham, MA History graduate of the University of the West Indies at Cave Hill Campus, celebrating 60 years of existence in 2023. We free! Thank God, at last we free! On this day, August 1st, in the year 1838, enslaved Barbadians celebrated their freedom from the bondage of child slavery. Close to 200 years, the people of Africa and their descendants were held captive in the bonds of a brutal system of labor. But on this day, what generations of the enslaved had lived for, hoped for, and died for had finally come to pass. They were legally set free, though a tenuous freedom that was bridged by a period of apprenticeship, a period that did not bring the expected change that alleviation from the harness of slavery was expected to bring. The continuation of the brutality of that harsh system was exactly what, at the time, Samuel Jackman Prescott warned about. He cautioned the authorities to be mindful that there were rights and privileges that attended freedom, and he hoped that it was their intention to facilitate freedom to the letter of the law, allowing for true freedom. On this day, the Barbadian reported that His Excellency the Governor Sir Evans MacGregor visited the Apes Hill Estate St. James and addressed the formerly enslaved who were gathered there demanding land and money for their years of enslavement. According to the report, which was reprinted from the Globe newspaper, quote, "The address of His Excellency the Governor to the Negroes contains excellent advice and valuable information, but expressed in language for the most part, we fear, unintelligible to their illiterate minds. Though illiterate, however, they are far from foolish or unobservant," end quote. According to the report, the governor told them that while he was not a lawyer, he was accompanied by Her Majesty's Solicitor General, Mr. Clark, whom he encouraged them would be willing to answer any and all questions they posed. The report further revealed that the people put very pertinent questions to Mr. Clark, whose answers satisfied them, especially in those instances where, quote, "they had taken up mistaken notions," end quote. So, some issues were cleared up to their satisfaction. Prior to this day, when emancipation would become a legal reality, the enslaved were looking forward to this watershed in their lives, but the authorities did not give them the benefit of the doubt nor the credit that was due. It was popular belief that the people would riot, misbehave, and cause chaos and acrimony to ensue on this momentous day. However, the very opposite applied within the Barbadian context, as according to the report in the Barbadian, quote, "They, being the people gathered at Apes Hill, all behaved with great humility, decorum, and respect, and tendered their best thanks to Mr. Clark for his kindness," end quote. So, on this day, August 1st, in the year 1838, freedom came to this island without incident, as the events were reported in the Barbadian. Accounts from various locations across the island testified that there were no disturbances. The people were peaceful and used this as a day of quiet reflection and worship, as churches and chapels across the island were at capacity from very early in the morning, and still others stood at windows looking in and along the aisles wherever there was standing room. However, the road ahead would prove to be long and arduous.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.